Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome. It's Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick. Today, we're going to go over all the Sunday games, who to start and who to bench, and all the games taking place Sunday. But before I get into all of that, we're going to discuss last night game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland won 23-17. On the Cleveland side, Jacoby Brissett, he was efficient. He threw for two touchdowns. I wouldn't have started him, not even in the Superflex or a two-quarterback league. But he wasn't bad. Amari Cooper went for over 100 yards. He had a very good game. And David Njoku, finally, you know, he was one of the sleepers in the offseason. And after the first 2 weeks, I know a lot of fantasy managers, including myself, dropped him. But David Njoku had a very strong game last night, even got in the end zone. So he's somebody that I don't know this week. We used to pick him up off the waiver wire. I don't know if last night was fluke or it's just going to be things to come from David Njoku, but he's definitely somebody to keep your eye on. Nick Chubb ran for over 100 yards, and he got in the end zone, so that's good. He's, like, right now, he's the RB1 in fantasy football. And Kareem Hunt was efficient, too. You play PPR, he went over double-digit fantasy points. On the Pittsburgh side, Deontay Johnson, he had a good game. He caught a lot of targets. He was killing Denzel Ward last night. Mitchell Trubisky, wasn't nothing to write home about, but, I mean, he wasn't bad. But other than that, and Najee, he got in the end zone, but he only had, 55 yards rushing, so he's still struggling running the ball. Najee has not put up the RB numbers where he was drafted at, and that might be an issue all year with the way Pittsburgh runs their offense and that offensive line. And but said we had one big amazing catch from George Pickens last night, but I mean, as far as fantasy wise, he didn't give you that much. Neither did Claypool. So that's really all I can really say about the game last night. If you stream any one of the defenses, you lucked up at the end with Cleveland defense when they got that last second touchdown. But that's about it. Now, let's go to the first game between the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. On the Buffalo side, you start Josh Allen, QB1. You start Stephon Diggs, WR1. Gabriel Davis said that he's playing, and I believe him. You start Gabe Davis, that's WR2. And if Dawson Knox does play, I can see you starting Dawson Knox as your tight end. On the Miami side, this is tough. I definitely would start Tua in a two-quarterback or Superflex league. I don't know about starting Tua in a one-quarterback league against the Buffalo Bills defense. I would look for other options. I know he did real good last week against Baltimore, but Buffalo defense is a different beast, even though they all have issues in their secondary. I would start Tyreek Hill, though. He's a WR1. And I would start Jalen Waddle as a WR2. I wouldn't start Chase Edmonds or Raheem Mostert. You know, they flip-flop. Week one, it was Chase Edmonds that got majority of the work. Week two, it was Mostert that got majority of the work. For now, I would leave them both on your bench and wait and see what happens with that backfield. I wouldn't start neither one of them. Next game, the Cincinnati Bengals versus the New York Jets. On the Bengals side, I would start Joe Burrow to QB1. I would start Jamar Chase, WR1. I would start T. Higgins, WR2. I would start Joe Mixon, RB1. And you probably could stream Hayden Hurst too, whatever. If you don't have a tight end, if you got Dalton Schultz and you think that he might not play, Hayden Hurst would be a good person to pick up off the waiver wire if you need to stream a tight end. On the Jets side, I would start Garrett Wilson. I like what he was doing. Flacco would be looking for him, and we know Flacco was quarterbacking again this week. So I would put Garrett Wilson as a WR2/WR3. Elijah Moore. For right now, he got to probably fit in the WR3. And as far as Michael Carter and Breece Hall, there'll be both of them probably. I'll probably put them both at RB3s. Next game, the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Tennessee Titans. On the Raiders side, I would start Derek Carr, QB1 for this matchup. I would start Devontae Adams, WR1. I would start Darren Waller, tight end 1. And I don't think Hunter Renfrow is going to play this week. I'm not sure, but I don't know. On the Tennessee side, I would start Derrick Henry, RB1. And I will flex Treylon Burks. So he'll be WR3/flex. And that's about it from that side. Next game, the New Orleans Saints versus the Carolina Panthers. On the Saints side, I think Alvin Kamara is playing this week, so he'll be a RB1. Michael Thomas, as it stands right now, he's a WR1. And Chris Olave is a WR3. On the Carolina side, Christian McCaffrey, he's a RB1. DJ Moore, as it stands right now, he's a WR2/WR3 until things turn around. And that's about it on the Carolina side. Next game, Baltimore Ravens versus the New England Patriots. On the Baltimore side, Lamar Jackson, quarterback 1. I would start Mark Andrews, he's tight end 1. Rashad Bateman, he's a WR2. And Devin Duvernay is a WR3. On the Patriots side, I don't know if Jacoby Myers is playing. He hasn't practiced the last few days, dealing with a knee issue. If he does play, the practice report for New England is going to be interesting today. If he does play, I say Jacoby Myers will be more so of the WR2/WR3, because as we see from last week, Baltimore secondary is hurting right now. And I don't really feel that confident in starting Damian Harris or Ramondre Stevenson right now in that offense. Next game, Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. On the Detroit side, Jared Goff is more like most of a quarterback 2. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a WR1. DeAndre Swift is a RB1. Jamal Williams, he's more so of a flex. And I mean, if you have to, I'm not inspired really to start T.J. Hockenson. But if you don't have no other tight end, then I guess you could put him in. Just that he's been a disappointment these first few weeks of the season. And D.J. Chark, he's more so of a WR3 flex. On the Vikings side, Kirk Cousins, he's a quarterback 1 this week. It ain't a primetime game, so he should be all right. Justin Jefferson is a WR1. Dalvin Cook is a RB1. And Adam Thielen, hopefully he starts to get more touches. Adam Thielen, I'm going to place Adam Thielen this week as a WR2/WR3. Next game, Philadelphia Eagles versus the Washington Commanders. On the Eagles side, Jalen Hurts is a quarterback 1. A.J. Brown is a WR1. Miles Sanders is a RB2. Devontae Smith is more so of a WR2/WR3. On the Commander side, Carson Wentz, this is a tough matchup for him. I say Carson Wentz is more so on the quarterback 2 side. Antonio Gibson, RB2. Terry McLaurin is a WR2. Same thing for Curtis Samuel, WR2/WR3. And Jahan Dotson is a WR3. Logan Thomas is not a bad tight end to stream in this matchup either. Next game, Kansas City Chiefs versus Indianapolis Colts. Kansas City side, Patrick Mahomes, QB1. Travis Kelce is a tight end 1. As far as the man, Juju, he's more so of a WR3. And that's about it on their side. The Colts side, Jonathan Taylor is an RB1, and if Michael Pittman Jr. plays, he's been limited in practice these last couple of days, so I think he'll be back this week. I say Michael Pittman in this matchup, he'll be a WR2. And that's it for the Colts side. Next game, the Houston Texans versus Chicago Bears. On the Houston side, Damian Pierce is an RB2. Brandon Cooks is a WR2. and that's it on the Texans side. On the Bears side, But David Montgomery is an RB too. But until we see something different as far as Darnell Mooney or Cole Kmet, I wouldn't start neither one of them right now. If you're desperate, you can put Darnell Mooney as your WR3 or flex. Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Los Angeles Chargers. On the Jacksonville side, Christian Kirk is a WR2. James Robinson is an RB2. Travis Etienne is more so of a flex. Trevor Lawrence would be good to play in a two-quarterback league or super flex league, even though the Chargers do have a good defense. You have to keep that in mind. On the Chargers side, I believe that Justin Herbert is going to play. We know he's dealing with them fractured ribs, but he is a QB1. Austin Eckler is an RB1. If Keenan Allen plays, which he's hoping that he will play, Keenan Allen would be a WR1, and Mike Williams would be a WR2. We have to wait on a report today to see if Keenan Allen is going to play. Next game, the Los Angeles Rams versus the Arizona Cardinals. On the Rams side, Stafford is a QB1. Cooper Kupp is a WR1. Allen Robinson is a WR2/WR3. And that backfield between Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson. I like to put them both as RB3s just to wait and see what happens with that backfield, because we really have no idea. On the Arizona side, Kyler Murray is a QB1. Zach Ertz is a good tight end to play to stream this week. Marquise Hollywood Brown, he's most of a WR2/WR3. And, you know, Greg Dortch, if you're in the pants, I can see you using him in your flex. I'm really not trusting A.J. Green. James Conner, if he plays, James Conner will be an RB2. We got to see the practice report for James Conner. We know he was limited in practice yesterday coming off that ankle injury. Next game, the Green Bay Packers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Green Bay side, I would start the running back. I would start Aaron Jones. He'd be an RB1/RB2. And A.J. Dillon be an RB2. And that's about it. I wouldn't start Aaron Rodgers or none of their receivers. On the Tampa Bay side, I would start Leonard Fournette, Uncle Lenny. He'll be an RB1/RB2. And being though their receivers is banged up and Mike Evans is suspended, I wouldn't start none of their receivers either. Because you really don't know who the main receiver going to be. Is it going to be Scotty Miller? Is it going to be Cole Beasley, who they just signed a few days ago? Is it going to be Russell Gage, or Brashad Perriman? We have no idea. So I wouldn't start none of their receivers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Or Tom Brady, for that matter, being as though Godwin is out and Mike Evans is suspended. Next game, the Atlanta Falcons versus the Seattle Seahawks. On the Atlanta side, I would start Drake London. He's a WR2. I would still start Kyle Pitts and stuff. He's too talented. He's a tight end one. And Cordarrelle Patterson would be more so of an RB3 flex. On the Seattle side, I don't want to touch that backfield right now with Rashad Penny and Kenneth Walker. So you have DK Metcalf. He'd be a WR2/WR3. Same thing for Tyler Lockett. And that's about it for that matchup. Last game to talk about, the San Francisco 49ers versus the Denver Broncos. On the 49ers side, I would start Jeff Wilson. He'll be a RB2/RB3. George Kittle, if he plays, which I believe he will, he'll be a tight end one. Debo Samuels is a WR1. Brandon Ayuk is more so of a WR3. On the Denver side, Javonte Williams, he'd be a RB2. Melvin Gordon would be a flex. Cortland Sutton would be a WR2. I'm curious to see if Jerry Jeudy is going to play. We know he's dealing with a shoulder injury that he suffered last week. If he plays, he's a WR2/WR3. I'm just not too sure if he's going to play in that this game. And that concludes all the Sunday games. I'll come to you Monday about the Monday night game between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. But I wanted to give you all the rundown about who to start and who to bench for all the Sunday games. This is Larry McCormick, Peak Game Fantasy Football Podcast. Talk to you next time.